Nolte, Hollywood Stands for Chappelle and Against the Woke Gestapo. By John Nolte on October 8, 2021. In defiance of the woke Gestapo, on Thursday night, 18,000 people at the Hollywood Bowl gave comedian Dave Chappelle a standing ovation. This might just be the beginning of the end of this fascist blacklisting era we now call the cancel culture. Chappelle wasn't in Los Angeles to perform his stand-up. Instead, this was about the premiere of a feature-length documentary about him. And yet, in the wake of the fascist woke Gestapo's most withering campaign yet to silence Chappelle and destroy his career, a city and industry filled with far-left Democrats rose to their feet in support. Here's the report from an obviously upset Hollywood reporter. "If this is what being canceled is about, I love it," said Dave Chappelle tonight to a cheering and sold-out Hollywood Bowl tonight after a screening of his documentary about the comic summer camp he put on last year in his Ohio hometown. Some were on the bill tonight, including Snoop Dogg, Nas, DJ Jazzy Jeff, Stevie Wonder, Lizzo and John Hamm, with the latter cutting a rug together during their outing. Comedian Jeff Ross kicked off the program with a short intro, followed by a screening of the film, which one attendee described as moving. Then came Chappelle, dressed in a suit, with his wife and a cigarette on hand, for the main event that saw him being heralded at the mic on numerous occasions as the greatest living comic. "If this is what being canceled is like, I love it," the 48-year-old said in response to a standing ovation. The line, and many more like it, was greeted by rapturous applause from the crowd, which included a masked Brad Pitt, Tiffany Haddish, Donald Rawlings and others. At another point, he was more blunt: "Fuck Twitter. Fuck NBC News, ABC News, all these stupid-ass networks. I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to you. This is real life. You should read the rest of this piece." You can practically hear the writer typing through his tears of disappointment over this seismic event, sniveling shit like this. Chappelle used the real lives, bodies, and gender identity as punchlines in the closer. He also sided with Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling by identifying as Team TERF, a term that means trans-exclusionary radical feminist, an ideology that excludes trans women as women. Watch below. That is pure emotional blackmail based on total bullshit designed to inoculate the fascist gay mafia, the most powerful people in the country right now, from criticism and satire. Well, this horror show of Nazism might be coming to an end. It was only a matter of time, after all. You see, it has always been my belief that 1. This era of woke McCarthyism will not last because 2. It is a violation of human nature. And 3. Most people, including Democrats, hate it. The problem with the woke Nazis has never been that the American people, or even the left, agree with them. Instead, the problem is that with the help of the fake media and social media, as Chappelle obviously understands, the woke Gestapo can terrorize everyone into silence and fealty by pretending they represent a new wave of mainstream thought. Well, they don't. Of course, this standing ovation was for Chappelle, but it was also something bigger, much bigger. Standing for Chappelle was a revolutionary act of rebellion. Was the entertainment industry itself standing against the woke Gestapo and rejecting the 21st century version of McCarthyism? They stood for their own right to free speech and artistic expression. You have to consider the environment in which this happened. Currently, Chappelle is under withering fire as a transphobe and homophobe. He's being accused of bigotry and violence and perpetuating violence. And Hollywood still stood up for him. And now these 18,000 people know they are not alone. The woke Gestapo's a mob of fucking monsters, but they do not represent the Democrat Party. Hell, they do not even represent Democrats as far left as those in Hollywood. We are all human beings, and it is in our human nature to want to express ourselves freely. This is especially true among artists, but for going on 5 years now, this fundamental human right has been denied to them. So, yes, what happened last night at, of all places, the Hollywood Bowl might at long last signify the beginning of the end of the woke Gestapo's reign of terror. God bless and protect our free speech, Moses, Dave Chappelle.